say somebody feels, somebody wants us to micro-control their lives, they want us to be involved in their lives, then should we do that or should we avoid micro-controlling? See, now what is micro-control? It's an assessment. So it will vary from person to person. Different people have different psychologies. And understanding people is important for dealing with them properly. So when somebody is doing a service and we ask them, how is the service going? Now they feel valued, they feel cared for, they feel concerned about me. And you want to help me. Some other people, you give them a service and tell them, how is it going? Don't you trust me? I'll get it done. So why do you have to intervene again and again? So people are not like machines that we can use one program for all people. So that's why we have to see how different people respond to different ways. So sometimes when we appreciate someone and the person will thank you very much. Some people, when we appreciate them, they just think, you know, we are flattering them so that we can get them to do more things. So we have to see, you know, sometimes when we speak with people, we also have to hear how people respond to what we speak. And you can learn a lot about people by how they respond. So what their need is, what their concern is, what their sore spot is, all that we learn by hearing people, by watching their actions. So basically, it will vary from person to person. In principle, we shouldn't want to micro-control anyone. But if people want more, some people like more guidance, some people like less guidance. And we have to modulate the relationship accordingly. Of course, over a period of time, it's good to set people free and to train people to think for themselves, because we don't want them to, we may not be always be available for them. But how fast we set whom free, that will vary from person to person. So it's like, say a mother has a baby, and now every mother wants the baby to learn to walk on by themselves. But some babies may start walking at six months, maybe that's too early, maybe at 1 year or something like that. Some babies may start walking freely only after maybe 15 months, 17 months. So now, after the baby starts walking freely, the mother should not keep holding the hand afterwards. But the mother should not let go of the hand when the baby is not yet ready to walk. So we will have to moderate according to each person's level. But the mother cannot be always holding the hand. So we cannot always be guiding people on every decision. But instead of just saying that you take this decision, and they may feel that we are washing hands of them, they may feel abandoned by that, then we can be a little more little more sensitive. We can say that, what do you think you should do? She says, no, I'll do whatever you tell me. No, I want to know, what do you think you should do? I think if I do this, this will happen. If I do this, this will happen. Therefore, I want to do this. Then we can also understand how maturely they are thinking. And yeah, it makes sense. You can go ahead. Yeah, did you think about, instead of saying, no, this is wrong, you say, did you think about this? Oh, you know, I didn't think about this possibility. So we basically get them thinking, and if their thinking is deficient in some way, we point it out. So if Krishna had wanted to give Arjuna a decision, fight the war, you know, Krishna could have spoken that in just Yudhisthira, one word. He didn't have to speak 700 verses. The 700 verses were spoken so that Krishna could explain to Arjuna the rationale for the decision, and not just the rationale for the decision, not just the reasoning for the decision, but also the worldview underlying the reasoning, so that Arjuna could take decisions on his own in future. So the similar should be our broad attitude in dealing with others. Okay, thank you. Yes, Prabhu.